This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Lots going on this morning. We'll start with Donald Trump losing his latest bid for a new judge in his hush money case. Judge Juan Merchan says he will not step aside, turning down the third such request from Mr. Trump's lawyers. Now, there is another sign. The worst price spike in 40 years is fading. Year-over-year inflation reached its lowest level in more than 3 years in July. This morning's report from the Labor Department shows the consumer prices rose just 0.2% from June to July. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.9%, down from 3% in June. Tropical storm Ernesto's been dumping torrential rain on Puerto Rico. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
Right now, the biggest impact we're seeing is a lot of very heavy rainfall continues to stream across the eastern part of Puerto Rico, as well as the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. So the big concern is even as the winds start to die down on those islands, the heavy rain will continue and likely cause flash flooding on parts of those islands through the day.
A lot of people watching this.
Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar has won her primary race in Minnesota. She's one of the progressive House members known as the Squad and successfully defeated her Minneapolis area 5th district seat against a repeat challenge from former city council member Don Samuels in Tuesday's primary. Meanwhile, conservative populist and former NBA player Royce White defeated Navy veteran Joe Frazier in Minnesota's primary election for the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar in November. And former federal prosecutor Joe Tarab won a contested GOP primary for Minnesota's 2nd district seat held by Democratic Representative Angie Craig. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Now to the new CEO at Starbucks. The AP's Shelley Adler has this story.
There's a new CEO at a Seattle coffee giant. Struggling with fading sales and disgruntled investors, Starbucks announced it's replacing CEO Lachman Narasimhan with Brian Nichol, who's the chairman and CEO of Chipotle. Narasimhan, who spent a little more than a year leading Starbucks, will step down immediately, with Nichol stepping in just under a month. Starbucks has been dealing with multiple issues, including inroads by lower-cost competitors in China and boycotts in the Middle East and elsewhere related to the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas prices are lower than they were a month ago. Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. A month ago, it was $3.52. And a year ago, it was $3.85. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.